When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst, Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with me, Gordon D. Melville. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here today. Really, really appreciate you spending some of your precious limited resource called time with me today. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I want to talk just a little bit today. Our topic today is called foundations, and it's very near and dear to my heart. And I think there's things that happen in our life and ways that we sometimes will struggle with, but that if we have a firm foundation and understand what our foundation is and where it is and why it's there, we can be a lot more grounded is a theme that we've been talking about a little bit this morning already. And so I want to talk about that a little bit. We're going to have a three-part series on foundations. I could talk about some of these pieces. There's so much information. There's so much stuff in some of these segments. And I want to be able to share that with you. And so I can't do it justice in one show. So we're probably going to have, I think it's going to be three shows that are all going to revolve around this foundation piece. So what are foundations? Where do they come from? Why are they there? Why are they important? Where did they come from? How did they get set inside of us? What do they look like? There's so many things. Can I change it? Can I fix it? Are there different bits and pieces? So I'm going to challenge you today that we test our foundations. We challenge them a little bit. We check them for erosion and cracks and damage that have shown up over the years because life's happened to us. So we want to reinforce them, and then heading out knowing that our foundations are secure and we can move forward in a positive, happy way. So we're going to do a three-part expedition into our basement, and we're going to check. So bring your hard hat and your flashlights. Let's go. I want to invite you into the chat room. If you're listening to me on the radio or in that space, if you get into the chat room, please interact with me. Tell me they're here. Say hi. Let me know where you are, where you're joining us from, and because they'll send you a link. And I know sometimes last week some of my people got I got confused. So go into the chat room, and then a link will be provided to you to join my live studio audience. And so you'll be there. So I encourage you to do that. Also join Inspired Choices Network. It's a free app wherever your favorite podcasts and things you listen to, radio and whatnot is. It's a free download, but you'll be able to find not just my show, but all the shows. And I want to do a quick shout out to Christine and Kim and Bree, who are Christine owns the network and is the founder of Inspired Choices Network. Kim and Bree are my producers today. So thank you so much for them. They keep me on track and grounded. I really, really, really appreciate that. And thank you for joining, Sharon. We really appreciate welcome to the group and welcome to the podcast and to the radio show today, to our shows today. And I also want, if you join Inspired Choices Network, if you pull up their in that app, you can listen to all the, I've been wildly impacted in a positive way by the other hosts that are on. I want to shout out to them. There's some incredible hosts on this network. So I encourage you to listen to mine, but there's lots of other information there and lots of other things that you can plug into. So I really, really, really would encourage you to do that. So I want to make sure you do that. All right. So segment number one, what is a foundation? What's the significance of that foundation and of our cornerstone? And what are we using as our cornerstone? Why is that important? What sits on our life's foundations, right? We're building our life on that foundation, but what's sitting on that? Our life is sitting on that. Everything we do and know is sitting on that foundation. And so we want that to be our foundation, to be a bedrock that secures us in storms of life. So as things are going along and as life is happening to us, We want to make sure that our founder, we don't want to build on sand, right? Because then we just slide all over the place. We're in a space where we have even more stress and anxiety because we don't have a firm foundation. So I want to give us a little bit of context. And I went looking for construction. When we do construction, when we build a house, we build a high rise, we build a factory, we build whatever. There, I found lots of different versions of it, but I came down to these six stages of construction. And so what sits on our foundation? I want to read this because it was really good to me. I thought this was very good. Most people assume that the most important part of their house is the roof. While your roof is the component that protects you from the elements, it's not the only one that keeps you safe. The foundation is what supports your home and bears the weight. Without a solid base underneath, it's only a matter of time until you experience some serious damage to the structure. The foundation is also one of the areas of your home that needs to be done right, because if something goes wrong during the construction, it's not easy to fix. It's worth the time and the effort to ensure the foundation is done right and is put there properly. And so when we talk, I want to talk about this at the beginning. This is my second show. I'm all excited. There was a massive outreach from the first show. So thank you so much. That's wildly humbling. That's wildly humbling. And I want to be able to continue that. I want us to understand that our lives are built on a foundation. We need to have that foundation set so the rest of our life works the way it's supposed to and the way we want it to. And the thing is, over time, our foundations erode, right? You think of the foundation on the outside of your house, if there's water running by it or it's settling a little bit, and so it shifts a little bit. There's things that will impact it, rain and wind and snow in Canada and in lots of places. So those things will impact our foundation. And so the significance of our cornerstone, what we use as a cornerstone, what is the linchpin that holds it all together, right? And our lives are held there. And so for me personally, my foundation is built on Papa, right? My cornerstone is Papa. And so, but for other people, and no matter how you build your foundation, no matter how you set it up, we want to look at it that it is the one of the most important parts of our life. Because if we don't do it right, it causes problems, and we may not see those problems right away. We may see those problems right away, right? And so we want to look at where's it coming from, right? How did it show up? Where did it come from? What does it look like? Where does it reside inside of us, right? Where does that foundation sit? And you'll hear me talk a lot in my coaching practice and with other people about mindset. We talk lots of, because nothing happens in our life without first starting in our mind. It starts up here. Everything starts up here, right? If you're talking about mechanical stuff with my hands are moving, I'm telling my brain's telling my arms, hey, stretch out hands, you know, splay your fingers, right? Move your, make a fist. What, it's all starting up here. Nothing happens without it starting here. Even the subconscious stuff, right? We don't think inhale, exhale, right? We don't look at tell our heart, hey, pump, I need the blood. Pump. But it's coming from our subconscious. Our mind, a portion of our mind, is looking after those things that are unconsciously, competently happening, right? We're not even realizing it's there. So we want to be able to have our foundation set in such a way that we're rock solid here. Our mindset understands, and that's an ongoing project, right? We can set our foundation, have our foundation, but our mindset is something that we practice and we work with, right? We look after it, and we want to make sure, hey, how do I shore it up? How do I protect it? How do I make sure that as I grow and support that foundation, how do I do that? And so I want to make sure we understand how critical our foundation is. Our foundation is absolutely critical. And so I want on a second show, I introduced myself a little bit last week and mentioned what the mission is about and told you that I'm a 2x4 learner and that's changing and I'm growing the rhino part with slamming into stuff again, measuring ourselves and making sure, hey, you know what, I slow down a little bit. Thank you, Christine and Kim, for that and understanding, hey, I need to find a way to ground myself, right? I have Austin Haynes is a wonderful friend of mine, a brother, and he talks about slowing down, right? Inhale, exhale, pause and breathe. We go, 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 go. We need to pause and breathe, right? Take a second and do that, right? Pause and breathe because it centers us, it grounds us and puts our foundation, it reconnects us to our foundation. And so we want to be able to do that. Right. So the other part of this is that and today we're going to talk on there are six stages of a construction. And those six stages, real quick, are project conception, design and planning. Again, it's just to give us some context, right, to give us some because it works the same way. The concept is the same. We're talking about our life, but building a building has some real big pieces in it that we need to pay attention to. So the first one is project conception, design, and planning. The second one is building permits. I think that's going to be an interesting one. Pre-construction phase, procurement phase, so getting all the pieces, construction phase, and the post-construction phase. That's the six pieces of construction, and we're going to go through them, just the first two today. We're going to talk about project conception, design, and planning. And we're going to talk about building permits today. So that's going to be our bits and pieces today. We're going to really focus on where does that come from? Where did our foundation come from? Right? How did it get built? And we want to make sure that we're frequently checking that foundation, right? Frequently checking that foundation. Because things happen, right? The situations happen and things rock our foundation, right? Situations happen in our lives. Good and bad things happen to everybody, right? I heard Chuck Swindoll say it. Other people have said it, I'm sure. But life is only 10% what happens to me and 90% how I respond to that, right? That response is coming from and based off of my foundation. Right? Boxers will set their feet apart and right. That's their foundation because they need that solid foundation to punch. It's coming from their legs and their hips as they twist, right? There's a lot of sports people that have a firm foundation, hockey players, low center gravity, right? They get down because that's the foundation underneath them. And so we want to make sure that that's a solid, solid piece. Okay. And when we get into the next segment, we're going to talk about that. I want to talk just real quick and do a quick shout out to a couple of people that are, I can't do this without my production crew. Thank you so much to them, but I can't do this without my sponsors. I love my founding sponsor partners and they're very dear and close to my heart. Most of them are, all of them are very, very good friends and brothers and sisters to me. And so I want to make sure I honor them. A couple I want to point out today. One is Kathleen Schwartz, and I'm really looking forward to the release of another new podcast she has called Trauma Redefined with Kat and Joe. These two heart-centric folks are friends who share the experience of being complex trauma survivors who will provide a fresh take on how to tackle some of society's most difficult challenges in the mental health space, like suicide prevention, bullying, and so much more. It'll air on the Mental Health News Network in the fall of 2022. Watch for that. And you can reach out to her at Kathleen, that's K-A-T-H-E-L-E-E-N, Kathleen at chsyoga.com. Reach out to her, incredible human being. The second one is Jose Escobar. And my brother he's the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. And I love him so much. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. It's an incredible program. Again, it helps with your foundation, right? It's helping with that. So this program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session today with Jose Escobar, and you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com or find him at https://linktr.ee/JAESCO25. And again, Jose is a wonderful human being. You'll love these people. So stay with me. We've been talking about foundations. We're going to go into the next segment, talk a little bit more about the first couple segments, project conception, design and planning, and building permits. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. You're with the long bearded guy. That's me, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you on the other side.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Juul International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, with the Long Bearded Guy. That's me. I'm not sure where that comes from. Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. And before we went to the break, we were talking about foundations and why that's important, and that it's so critical to make sure that our foundation is solid and doesn't have cracks and hasn't eroded and doesn't have damage, right? So I want to talk real quick about project conception, design, and planning. Was it built by ourselves? Who built our foundation? For a lot of us, I think our parents and society and school set that up in us initially, right? As we got a little bit, as we were growing up as children, our parents put those paradigms into us, right? Our teachers put those paradigms into us. That foundation was built around the things that we allowed to affect us at the time. And in a, on a psychological side, children up to the age of about 5 or 6 have zero filter. I'm going to say that again. Children up to age 5 or 6 have zero filter, and some of them are leaving a little bit later. What does that mean? That means, illustration, how many of us still believe in Santa Claus, right? We can look at it and go, you know what? Santa, children will believe Santa. They get a twinkle in their eye and they, oh yeah, this jolly big white haired guy comes down their chimney once a year and brings them gifts, right? And at what age do they start to go, wait a second, hold the phone. There's something just a little bit, you know, fishy about this whole Santa thing, right? Why is that? Because up to that point, they don't have a filter. There's nothing to, they'll believe you if you tell them ABC, they'll believe ABC. right? That sets a foundation in them. And some things like Santa or Easter Bunny, or adults, and I'm using that as illustration, but you understand some of those pieces, they'll grow out of as they get a little bit older and have some more awareness. But some of the pieces that we set into our children and that were set into us don't get challenged because we don't, there's nothing to challenge it. There's no awareness that goes, hey, wait. And so being really careful what we say to our kids, what we let them see, right? Why is there a age restriction on movies, right? Parental guidance, PG-13. What is that? Well, children under 13, if you let them watch it, they may need some guidance and some instruction and understand some clarity on what's going on the screen. Why do they do that? Why do they rated R? Why do they only let certain why do they do that? Because under that, they're impressionable and it'll alter their foundation. It'll alter what they believe. Fundamentally, foundationally, what do they believe? And like I said, a lot of those paradigms are set into us as children. And so a lot of it's not built by us. It does as we get a little bit older and we start to have some awareness of what's going on, right? We turn into a teenager. Now we think we know everything. At least that's been my experience with my three teen boys. But you know what? They get to a point where they're building that, right? They're building that foundation up to about, ladies seem to get it quicker than guys do. But they say our brain doesn't fully develop until we're about 25. That means we're impressionable, very impressionable up until that age. And it doesn't mean we don't know anything until then, because we get there's lots of brilliant teens in the world, massive amounts of them. So I'm not saying it disparagingly. I'm saying we continue to build that foundation. Those things that we allow to influence us will affect our foundation. And so sometimes it's there. That foundation lives in our mind. That foundation lives in our, it's a construct that's part of our mental awareness. It's part of our subconscious, that foundation. And it's so powerful to have that sitting there that way and to be able to rely on that when we need that solid, right? When life's pushing and blowing and the storms are happening, right? We hold on to our foundation, right? Where do we go they tell you to go in a tornado, you go into the basement, right? Where is that? Well, for a lot of us, it's where the foundation is. That's what surrounds us. Why? Because it's protecting us, right? If the foundation is crumbly or deteriorating or eroded, it's not going to give us the protection we're going to need. That's why I put my foundation in Papa, because I know it's never going to crack. He's never, ever not going to be able to protect me. It's not going to erode. It's not going to go away. He's not going away. He's always, always, always 100% there for me. So that's a choice I make, right? That's something that I do for me. But whatever you're choosing as your foundation, make sure, understand it's critical and understand it needs to be inspected. How does it work? Well, it's there to build the rest of our life on, right? Think of a house. If you've ever seen I'm sure you've seen a home where they pour the concrete of the foundation around, right? And then if there's going to be a basement, they build the concrete, they pour all that concrete, they put in the rebar to protect and to strengthen that concrete. Under the garage, sometimes it's dirt. They pour the concrete, the foundation's there because they want to go another story up or two stories up, right? And it's got to be able to support that weight. So they put in the foundation, they fill it with dirt. The part that's going to be the basement, right, is open up. They pour the concrete on for the floor. They pour they put the stairs in. They do all, and it just continues to go up and up and up. But that foundation is going to hold everything else that goes on top, and not just for right now. That foundation is going to be there for the lifetime of the building. So your foundation needs to last your lifetime. It needs to be strong enough to last a lifetime. That's why it needs to be inspected, right? We don't want a flooded basement. We don't want crumbling or not it to be able to support the weight or the house to fall down. So The next piece of this is something called building permits. So who authorized that foundation to be built inside you? Who should be authorizing that foundation to be built inside of you? As children, we don't have any choice of that, right? The building permits were issued by our parents. The building permits were issued by our teachers and our pastors and our leadership and people that we looked up to, our aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas. They all influenced that foundation, and they helped build that, pour that concrete. And grandparents put wisdom into us, that rebar, and our parents put rebar into that concrete to make sure that it was reinforced, so that as we got older and as the kids get older, I continue to put rebar in that concrete of the foundation for my kids, because they need to have that firm foundation. And is that painful? Sometimes, right? Sometimes it's going to be growing pains hurt. They do. And you know what? Even as we get older, it hurts. I'm 54 years old. Growing still hurts, because that's part of the nature of being able to grow, right? I can't expand without, there's going to be pain. There's going to be that rebar getting reinforced into that concrete. Can be, but if we understand and embrace that, it will work way better for us, right? Instead of fighting back at it, instead of pushing back on those challenges, right? I've talked before, and I don't know if I mentioned it last week, that we push back on challenges, but those challenges hold the nutrients. That's the dirt that we need, because it holds the nutrients we need to grow. We don't grow without those nutrients. Those challenges are the dirt that hold the nutrients we need to grow. And so we want to embrace that stuff, embrace those challenges, right? Those building permits, who are we issuing those permits to as adults, right? Once we get past childhood, who is building those foundations? Who should be building those foundations? And the weird concept becomes, I think a lot of times we want to be able to do that, and we should be able to do that. We should be the ones building that foundation. And we're allowing people in to be able to have, anybody we allow to have in, right, to have influence on us, right? And understanding that there's things that influence us that we don't even realize. Advertising that happens. If we can, and again, I talk about mental awareness. If we understand, if I'm talking, I'm sitting in a chair, there's TVs on, I'm watching TV, but there's a radio on in another room. Or I'm on the phone talking to somebody, but there's a TV or a radio on in another room. Whatever, my mind isn't paying attention to that consciously. I'm on the phone, I'm talking to somebody else. But my subconscious mind is hearing that. And it's going in without being checked. It's going in. Once in a while, we'll have a thing where we go, wow, all of a sudden my attitude has changed. My energy levels dropped, and I haven't done anything. I don't know what the deal is. What's affecting? Sometimes it's our circumstance, and it's things around us that we're not aware of. Falling asleep in front of the TV, not a good idea. Falling asleep with radio on, not a good idea. Falling asleep listening to something that's uplifting and edifying, or music that speaks to your soul, perfect. That's good, because it's gonna, once you fall asleep, it continues to play. That's going to either positively or negatively affect your mind. It's going to affect your foundation. It's going to affect what goes in and what you allow to build your foundation or reinforce your foundation. So be very careful what you allow in, right? Our conscious mind, when we're awake, we hear something, we go, no, that's not right. Right? And that gatekeeper stops that from happening. So making sure that we're guarding, right? My spiritual people always say, guard your mind, right? Why? Because stuff goes in and it's affecting us. It's changing our foundation. It's putting cracks in our foundation. It's eroding some of our foundational beliefs and paradigms that need to be there, that we want to be there, that keep us on the straight and narrow, or keep us where we want to be. and help us identify who we are. So I want to be really, really, really clear that we should be setting that foundation and be careful what you allow to influence that foundation. Be careful what you, and again, that's a choice, right? It's a choice we make to allow other people and other situations and other entities and other things affect us, right? We want to make sure we're protecting that, because again, because that's going to be, it's going to be a foundational piece. All right. I hope that makes sense. And if there's questions, please ask, get in the chat and ask, if there's things we want to know, or there's things that need to some clarification, we're going to go through this in, like I say, there'll be three episodes of this, because there is so much stuff to talk about in terms of our foundation, because we need to set that properly, because if we don't, all the other stuff we want to talk about really doesn't matter, because we're going to build it in a space that is essentially not going to stand up to the wind and to the storms of life and to the things and the situations where we are, right? Solid foundation helps us be able to weather and get through in a positive way with less impact on us, right? It secures our house. It secures our life. So it's a big thing. All right, we need to take another break. So we're going to go to a break. You're here with the long bearded guy. That's Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. We'll see you on the other side.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I timed that not well. All right. So I want to just real quick, if you want to connect with me, you can reach me. Email is thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. You can go to my website, which is longbeardedguy.com. .com, and apologies for the website. It's getting there and it's under construction and it's being built, and that's a very, very technical thing I don't understand very well. So I got somebody helping me do that, but it's a process. So have some grace and we'll get through that, but you can reach me at each of those places. I do have a webinar happening on Monday night with a colleague, at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you want more information about that, please reach out. It's a free webinar on mindset and health. And so, very excited to be doing that with her. I think that's all on the connect with me, the long bearded guy, @gmail.com is the easiest way to get a hold of me. So, we'll look forward to hearing from you. If you want, by all means, please reach out. Love to talk to people. So we'll look forward to that. All right. So we've talked about foundation. We've talked about the importance of that, why Cornerstone and having a bedrock of foundation that's solid, why, right? So we're going to talk in this last little bit, we're going to talk about what are the unintended, because we don't intend for it, right? We don't, that's why they're called accidents. We didn't plan for them, right? They just happen. Life happens, right? Sometimes we hear people say shit happens. I like to say life happens, right? It doesn't necessarily need to be a bad thing. It could be a good thing. Life happens, right? It happens good and bad for everybody. So if we don't fix or repair an eroded, cracked, damaged foundation, or we don't know how, it will cause problems. And so some of those paradigms that were built into us early on, and sometimes paradigms that have been built into us that we put in as teenagers or in our early years, right? If I talk to my son, I remember we were getting an oil change, and my sons were much younger then, and he was chatting them up, and Todd, the guy was doing the oil change, was chatting them up, and he asked them what they wanted to be when they grew up. And they had different ideas and whatnot. And the youngest son, he was probably 6 or 7 years old at the time. He said, you know what? I want to be an astronaut or, you know, something like that, a scientist, like something like that. And I had this real, real proud dad moment, right? And, oh, that's wonderful. And then he said, yeah, either that or a dinosaur. And so, you know, I was like, okay. The point is, at his age, that was a possibility. He felt anything was possible, right? Anything was possible. The world was open to him in any way he wanted. There was no constraint on what he could be, even into the fictitious, right? Even into something that could never happen that way. In his own mind, he could do that. He could be that, right? And so what happens to us, we dream like that as kids, we dream, and as we get older and older, life happens. It erodes our foundation. It puts paradigms into us that were never intended to be there or shouldn't have been there. Somebody unintentionally put it there, right? And we hold on to that. And then as we get older and older, right, by the time we're in our late 30s and 40s and into our 50s, we start to go, you know what? We get jaded and we get chips on our shoulder and we start to go, you know what? What the heck? You know, this is not the life and this is not the abundance I thought I was going to have, right? This is not where I thought I would be. And look at all the things that have happened to me in my life, good things and bad things, right? So we want to, that those paradigms have to be reprogrammed. We have to be able to take those paradigms, and if they're not helping us, they're not serving us anymore, we need to find a way to fix the paradigm or remove the paradigm or swap the paradigm, right? Take one out that says, hey, I'm not enough, and put one in that says, absolutely, I am enough, right? So, but because if we don't do that, we're going to struggle always. Well, we don't have to change the paradigm, but it's going to constrict, right? It's going to cause us not to be able to get where we want to go because there's something holding us back. And a lot of time, the only thing that's holding us back is ourselves, right? Or people ask all the time, hey, what's your biggest struggle? What's the thing that's holding you back from doing all the things you want to do? The real answer, we can get, oh, there's this, there's that, there's a boss, there's this, there's other. It's us. We need to have extreme ownership. We need to own our own shit. We are where we are in our life, all of us, because of the choices we've made and the decisions we've made. Mic drop, right? We don't own that. We go, no, I had a bad boss, or I had an ex that, all these different things. My parents did this or this, all those different things. That, like I say, 10% what happens to me, 90% how I respond to that. Right? How am I choosing to frame that? A lot of our life is not framed correctly, right? So we have a foundation. On top of that foundation is a frame that's building our life, right? But we have to own that. It's not anybody else's fault that we are where we are, except us, right? It's You want to know the person that can change your life? You want to find out the name of the person or see the person that will change your life? The only person that can change your life, look in a mirror. That's the person that can change your life. Papa can change your life, but you have to allow him to do it, right? So I want, what do we need? If we don't fix those paradigms, if we don't fix our foundation and shore it up and make sure that it's perfect in every way, make sure, and I know perfection lots of times is a misnomer. So we're looking to make sure it's solid. It doesn't have any cracks and it's not eroded anywhere. Why? Because we may not see it right this second, but at some point, as we continue to build the frame, and then we put drywall and insulation and vapor barrier and all this stuff, we start to build up, right? And it goes up and up and up and up, and you start to build all these different pieces. At some point in that construction, if the foundation isn't solid or is settling or moving in a wrong way or wasn't shored up right or isn't strong enough, what we're building is a house of cards. And it is going to come down. It is going at some point, and it may not be today. Maybe they get the whole thing done. They put the roof on, people move in, it's all good. The first storm or the second storm, or at some point, that house of cards is going to come down. Why? Because the foundation wasn't built properly. The foundation wasn't secured. Nobody checked on it to make sure they knew what was going to happen to that foundation. And so again, we need to check. We need to make sure that we're repairing where we need to, shoring up where we need to. We need to inspect what we expect. We expect the foundation is going to stand. And I'm not a big expectation person, so I'm checking to make sure, you know what? I don't have an expectation. What I have is a hope that it's going to do what it's supposed to do. And that's why I put my hope and my foundation in Papa, because I know that will not move, right? So what does it take? Repairing our foundation, fixing it. If we were down with our hard hat and our flashlight in our basement, looking, we're checking the walls. We're making sure, hey, is there anything here? Are there cracks that need to be fixed before they become problems? What do we need to do that? Repairing foundation, fixing foundation takes tools. Sometimes there's specific tools, right, that are specifically designed to repair foundation. In our lives, what do those specific tools look like? You're talking coaching, right? Having a coach that can show you what your blind spots are, or that can give you, take off the blinders and help you see your scope, right? To give you some peripheral vision and some hindsight with 20/20 vision, right? And a lot, again, being careful, right? Because your rearview mirror is this big, the windshield is this big. Well, let's try and keep it on the screen. Right? Why is that? Well, because where you've been is important. I need to know that, to know, measure growth and whatnot. But I also need, and where I've been, don't forget where you've been, but where I'm going, the windshield's way big. Why? Because that's more important. But I need to know, and a coach will help me get there. Coaches, specific coaches, whether it's health or it's finance or it's what, I'm a coach. I know lots of coaches, right? I'm a mindset coach, a high performance coach. But whatever the coach you need to coach, you need a strategy to fix it. You need to figure out, okay, what are the steps I have to do to reprogram those paradigms? Because if you don't do it right, you're not helping solve the challenge, and you want to make sure you do. Again, extreme ownership is a key piece to fixing and repairing foundation. And then good choices, right? The choices we've made up till now are, we're using the best wisdom and knowledge we have right this minute. Correct? I'm saying that as a rhetorical, I hope, right? We're using the best knowledge and wisdom we have. That's got us to where we are. So the question is, in a Dr. Phil type way, how's that working for you? Are you where you want to be? Have you achieved what you want to achieve? Right? Maybe we need help. Maybe we need a coach. That we need some other awareness to allow us to make even better choices, right? Don't let good become the enemy of great. Lots of us stop. Oh, I'm good. But I could be great, but I stop pushing. So shoring up a foundation and then moving forward, right? I want to talk just real quick. I want to shout out again to my founding sponsor partners. These two in particular, Jose Escobar is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneurs Bookshelf. Check out Connected Leaders Academy. Wildly close to my heart. This is an incredible group of people. Probably the highest mastermind I've ever been in. But the Connectors Leaders Academy membership, use that. Check it out to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And my other friend, Kathleen Schwartz, a partner, she is the owner and founder of Compassionate Healing Services. And again, wildly looking forward to the release of their new podcast called Trauma Redefined with Kat and Joe. These two heart-centric folks are friends who share the experience of being complex trauma survivors, who will provide a fresh take on how to tackle some of society's most difficult challenges in the mental health space, like suicide prevention, bullying, and so much more. It'll air on the Mental Health News Network in the fall of 2022. We'll all watch for that. I'll make sure I mention it. Reach out to her at Kathleen at chsyoga.com. Thank you. Thank you to my founding sponsor partners. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're with the long bearded guy. That's me, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. And welcome back to the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. That's me, in case you haven't figured that out, on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope it's been helpful, and I hope it's been a good time, and I hope it's been informative. We want to entertain for sure, but we want to make sure we're connecting and giving information that's life-changing and stuff that can be helpful for people. And so I want to just really quickly review. We talked today, and I make notes for myself so I don't forget. We are talking about foundations. We're talking about the benefit of having a solid bedrock, firm foundation, and checking it regularly for erosion and cracks and damage so that we can fix it, right? And then figuring out, you know, what does that look like, right? We talked about project conception, design, and plan. Who did that? Our parents did that. Our teachers did that. Our pastors did that. Our relatives and our friends growing up did that, right? Was it built by us? No, it wasn't built by us. We do build it as we get older, for sure we do. But it's all the things that we allow to affect us over the years. That's what builds that. And then where does it reside? Where does it's in our subconscious. It's in our mind. And again, I talk about mental awareness. Why? Because it's not just mental health or mental illness. Mental awareness incorporates so many other things, including the foundation of our subconscious. What are our paradigms that what's our autopilot? That's what that is. It's our autopilot. It keeps us on the path we want. We've set that. right? We've set that paradigm. As we get older, we make, by the choices we make, by the decisions we make, by the things that we've allowed to affect us, we're choosing, setting that autopilot inside of ourselves. And it's so strong. It's so strong. We don't understand how strong that is that energy is inside of us, how it controls stuff that we don't, and without even realizing, right? We're not even aware that it's happening, right? Somebody that's trying to release weight and don't understand, they lose, they release 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. And if they don't change the paradigm in their mind of who they are, all of that weight will come back. Why? Because when you look in a mirror, your subconscious goes, that's not who we are. And it will, you're eating salad and exercising and you're still not losing weight, it's coming back. You're still not releasing weight. Why? It'll come back and you're like, what's going on? You haven't changed the paradigm. You need to change the paradigm, change the record that you're playing for yourself, right? And so building permits, who authorized it? Parents did, right? We need to do that as adults. We're the ones that authorize that. We're the ones that have to do not only setting it, we're the ones that have to inspect it. We're the ones that have to make the change. We have to choose to have extreme ownership and the courage to step into that. The courage to go, no, I'm not where I want to be. I'm not in the place I want to be. And I'm the only one that can change that, right? Over time, I'm sure I'll share all the sentences I give my sons. They say five sentences to themselves. The first sentence is, I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution. That's an empowerment piece. That's a thing that says, you know what? There aren't any other problems. I'm the only source of those problems by the choices I've made, by the decisions I make. But the positive news is I have the ability to change that. I have the ability to be able to fix my foundation. I can do that, right? I have the power to do that. I'm going to implore and bring Papa on to help me with that, but because he knows what it should be, or better than I know how it should be, to be able to withstand the storms. But I have that power. And so, you know what? We want to have tools and strategies. If you're not reading all the time, you're not putting good stuff in all the time, I challenge you. If you're not a big reader in terms of a physical, I love a physical book, but I usually buy two copies of a book because I know I'm going to just terrorize one of those books by writing in the margins and highlighting and whatever. Right. So I have a second book so that I've got one that doesn't have any marks in it, but that gives me one to give away sometimes. Right. But if you're not reading, read. If you're not journaling, journal. And if you need some help with understanding how to journal, ask. Happy to help you. Happy to give you some ideas in terms of how to do that. If you need a coach, if you need somebody to show you the way, not do it for you, right? They'll lead the horse to water. Not that you're a horse, but you understand what I'm saying. You lead the horse to water. They can't put the bathing suit on him, right? They can't make him drink, right? You have to do that. We have to do that for ourselves. They'll lead us. But we have to do it. But if you need coach, find a coach. If you need ideas, let me know. But owning. And so I want to challenge you this week. Take an inspection of what is your foundation looking like? Does it have cracks? Does it have space? Does it need to be fixed? And I challenge you, hey, you know what? Fix it, because it needs to get done. I can't get as successful as you want to get without it. Okay. So next week, our show is probably called Foundations, the Sequel. And so that'll be Friday, July 29 at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, right here on Inspired Choices Network. The long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. Make it another great week. I love you. Big, big hugs. Have a wonderful one. Make it a wonderful, wonderful. We'll explain that at some point. Why? Why is it make, not have? Think about that. We'll talk about it again. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.